Pendengar sekalian, suhu di kota Melbourne dan Sydney dapat mencapai 50 derajat Celsius di akhir abad ini. Meskipun target pemanasan global yang disetujui di Perjanjian Paris tercapai, yaitu membatasi kenaikan hanya 2 derajat Celsius. Itulah peringatan yang dikeluarkan hasil dari penelitian pergantian iklim yang menunjukkan bahwa kota-kota di Australia menuju ke suhu panas yang ekstrim, meskipun semua persyaratan Perjanjian Iklim Paris telah dipatuhi. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Samantha Beniak-Brooks. Musim panas yang terik sudah menjadi kebiasaan di Australia, namun bisa jadi lebih panas lagi. Pada saat ini, bumi sedang mengalami satu tingkat pemanasan global. Kesepakatan Iklim Paris 2015 menetapkan target kenaikan suhu tidak lebih dari 2 derajat. Dengan menggunakan data iklim meteorologi terkini dan model iklim global, tim peneliti memeriksa masa depan Australia jika suhu terus meningkat. Penelitian utama dari Australian National University, Dr. Sophie Lewis, mengatakan bahwa temuan tersebut sangat mengkhawatirkan.
We already know that cities are stressed by heat waves in Australia in summer. We know that they pose a challenge for human health, and we have more hospital admissions, we have more bushfire weather. It's a real challenge for agriculture when we have these extremes. Energy production, we know that we can have blackouts and that can affect our industry. And that's with the extremes that we're having at the moment. So if we have these enhanced extremes in the future, we're really going to be hard-pressed to cope with that unless we start preparing now.
Penelitian yang diterbitkan di Geophysical Research Letters disusun oleh Australian National University menemukan bahwa New South Wales akan meningkat hingga 3,8 derajat. Ilmuwan iklim dari Universitas Melbourne, Dr. Andrew King, mengatakan simulasi itu menunjukkan suhu di Victoria akan meningkat sebesar 2,3 derajat.
So in these cities, Melbourne and Sydney, we have the occasional 40-degree day. So Melbourne often gets a 40-degree day in summer. But we have had even higher temperatures in some years. So both Melbourne and Sydney have had temperatures of around the 46-degree mark. With a little bit more global warming, there's a possibility of getting even more extreme temperatures and potentially even hitting the 50-degree mark.
Dr. King mengatakan kejadian-kejadian ekstrim cenderung akan lebih sering terjadi.
Those kinds of extremes are definitely projected to become more frequent, but the 50-degree headline temperature, that's something that would still be extremely rare in the 2-degree world under the Paris Agreement, but it's a possibility.
Dr. Lewis menambahkan bahwa dampak dari meningkatnya suhu udara akan sangat luas.
So our results show that everyone in Australia is likely to be affected by these extremes, and they're likely to hit all the way across Australia. We also looked at changes in the coral sea region. We know that the Great Barrier Reef has been stressed by warming in recent years. In 2016 and 2017, we had a bleaching event that really pushed the reef's health. So that's with the extremes that we're having at the moment.
Dr. King mengatakan masih ada kemungkinan untuk mengurangi dampak perubahan iklim itu.
We can try and prevent these extreme heat events from occurring in the first place, or at least limit their likelihood of occurrence by reducing our greenhouse gas emissions and trying to prevent severe global warming in the first place.
Meskipun panas dengan suhu udara yang tinggi sudah sering terjadi, namun Dr. Andrew King mengatakan Australia masih perlu mempersiapkan diri untuk beradaptasi dengan suhu udara yang sangat panas.
We certainly will need to adapt, and it's going to be very difficult. So some of it could just be changes in culture around these extreme heat events. So avoiding going out in the middle of the day, obviously not doing outdoor work during the hottest days, just staying better hydrated, maybe infrastructure that's better designed to cope with these extreme heat events.